Hello, this is Clint and Lonnie, and we're here to talk about Stop Kiss that's playing at the City Lights Theater Company in San Jose. We saw this this past Friday, and we had read a couple of reviews on past versions of this play and had seen some synopsis, but I don't know about you, but when I went to the play, I wasn't sure exactly what it was about.
Well, I did. I saw two women kissing and I thought this thing might have potential.
Yes, that part of it, well, actually they played it quite a bit on the program. They have a silhouettes of two women kissing, right. And then in the stage set they have two women kissing as well. And I thought that, you know, after having seen the play, I think that was definitely one of the you know, dominant elements of the play, but I think that maybe it didn't have to be so overpowered by these images.
Right, and you know, what's neat about the City Lights Theater Company, for anyone who's not been there before, this is a very intimate setting.
Mm-hmm.
How many seats? I don't know. There's a couple hundred or hundred. You know, it's a very small theater. It's very intimate. And what I like about it, it's challenging, I think, for the actors because you're almost on the same level. We were talking about this the other night. You're almost on the same level as the actors themselves.
Yeah.
It's very close to them and a very simple set. This is a different budget level than, you know, other productions in the Bay Area. So that creates a really interesting environment.
Yeah, you get a real sense that it's a local community theater,
yeah.
And very casual. So you can purchase drinks and food and you can just bring them in. And,
yeah, I like that part.
And you can generally sense that about the audience too. Very relaxed, very casual. And you're right. It's sometimes I find, especially when I'm doing public speaking for my, you know, at Adobe.
Where?
At Adobe. Adobe.
Hmm?
You know, that other job.
Yes.
When I'm at Adobe, when I'm speaking, I find sometimes it's harder to speak in front of a smaller, intimate crowd than it is in a large crowd. In a large crowd, it's very dark and you can't see anyone. Where in a small, intimate crowd, people who are maybe chewing on gum or, you know,
right.
Talking to their spouse or the person they came with, you really notice all those elements. And sometimes it can be, you know, distracting.
Right. And so this set was very simple. And I don't think it changed. I can't remember. Does it change? It doesn't change, right? The set stays the same. It's the interior of an apartment.
Yes.
It's her apartment. And she's a news... no, she works
traffic.
In a helicopter. Traffic reporter.
Yeah,
in a helicopter.
She's in a helicopter, which gets mentioned.
Bum, 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 bum.
Yes.
And she meets this other girl who's a teacher.
Yeah, she came from Midwest. Transplanted herself.
Kansas, I think. Is it Kansas?
Maybe Kansas. I don't
know. No, St. Louis.
Oh, yeah, St. Louis. Right. You're right. St. Louis. And
in fact, I think in the play they said she was from Kansas. Never mind. They mistaken her from coming from Kansas when it was St. Louis.
Yeah. Basically, well, not New York City, basically. She doesn't come from a big
small
city.
Town.
And she's really idealistic. I mean, you get the sense, I think, that, you know, Veronica, who plays Sarah, is very bubbly and she's full of life and she's really looking forward to making a difference as a school teacher in the Bronx.
Right, and she did a good job with that. You know, you really felt both these actors were the characters they were playing. Didn't you think that was very... genuine, I guess. You know, it felt like they were really pulling it off.
Well, I mentioned in my review they were very believable. Some of the acting, as I mentioned, was a little uneven. But overall, you get a sense of two characters, very believable. And they were believable enough that you got into the moment and really felt that their passion for each other as well as empathy and sympathy
right.
towards the conditions.
Some of the scenes may
coma.
Have been more rehearsed than others. One scene that was particularly strong, I think you said it in your review.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think we both agreed on that.
Was it Callie or...
Callie played by Michelle. Mm-hmm.
She has a scene where she recounts the attack.
Yes.
And it's like, I guess you would say a soliloquy or something like that. It was basically solo. Her
monologue.
Recounting. Monologue, thank you.
Soliloquy.
Soliloquy. monologue, thank you. For a good couple of minutes. And she does a very good job. And you can almost visually walk through the entire attack in your mind as she describes it. It was very strong.
And you could see certain elements. Like that was one where you felt that Michelle really took the time to
yes.
perfect and to
very
really...
Good delivery, good timing.
Exactly. Whereas there were other scenes that were a little uneven. But, you know, overall it was
right.
enjoyable.
Some of the surrounding cast, maybe, you know, they were okay.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there was some unevenness there, perhaps.
Did you want to call some of them out?
No, I'm not going to ever do that. I think everyone tries hard and, you know, it's fun to watch them. And I always have... I mean, I had a good time at this one. I would, you know, think it was decent. And I think it was... the thing was, we saw Boleros. And Boleros...
Which was playing at the ACT
ACT.
In San Francisco. Yes.
and similar storylines in a sense. I mean, there's not the gay element in Boleros, but there's, if you're talking about love and longing, they're similar. Although this one has the middle story that the Boleros cut out, this one plays it through.
Well, I think also it's interesting, Boleros does Act 1 and Act 2 and shows two elements, two extremes. One of the initial, you know, love and everything, and then later on, also in this one, you know, in Boleros, the husband gets in, put into a hospital bed because of his diabetes. Whereas in this play, it's very different because the two timelines are interweaved.
Oh, you're right. Other. You're right. That's exactly right. They interweave them as opposed to cutting to it in the second act.
Yeah.
And they did a good job interweaving and bringing on different set pieces. I think, again, you mentioned that in your review, the hospital, the interrogation.
Yeah. For a limited stage set, I thought what they used was very effective. And I thought the playwriting done by Diana Sun, who wrote this about 10 years ago for New York, actually, still is a very timeless piece. And I think some of the elements today are still very relevant. I don't watch this and think, oh, this happened 10, you know, this was something that was written 10 years ago. I think a lot of the themes are very current and
very
relevant.
Especially with Prop 8, for example, right?
Oh my gosh.
Well, they don't really get into that in here, for example, but, you know, it has that kind of element to it, of course, which is good. So, you know, it fits the Bay Area very well, and I thought it was pretty well done. Would you recommend it, or...
I think it's a good evening to spend out, and it's always good to support a local theater. One thing I did really enjoy was at the end, the cast stood outside as we were leaving and shook our hands.
I like that. And we should spend more time. I mean, we were kind of caught off guard a little bit that they were there.
Yes,
we would like to spend more time talk to them, but... You know.
And it's interesting all the different lines. Like afterwards, I read Michelle and Veronica are actually a couple in real life. So I think some of the electricity that they feel for each other in real life, I think, translate very well to stage.
Right, especially at the end, the where they're culminating in that final dramatic moment.
Yeah,
and also
I like the fact that this play didn't end with all the answers. With all the questions answered, it left you with loose threads and things to think about as you left the theater.
Yeah, that's a good point, and it also doesn't force an agenda onto you or a particular point of view necessarily, other than to say, here are these people and this situation, here's a story, and you're right, it leaves it for the viewer.
And I think, and I mentioned this in the review, I think it transcends the gay elements because I'm sure that we've all had situations in our lives where we're passing through life and maybe we're really busy with our and distracted with various elements in our life and sort of on autopilot, and then we meet someone or we experience something that make us pause, and for one moment we stop and we think about it, and we have a choice, as this play talks about, whether to take hold of it, to kiss, to embrace, to, you know, or to swerve and to continue driving, right? So it's
I'm lost on this one now, but keep going.
Anyways, okay. This is how you often tell me that I'm going into one of my tangents. So, anyways, overall, I think it's a good play to definitely see if you are free on a Friday night or on the weekends, and it's always good to support local theater.